Well, you went to London yesterday, down to the York Hall against a Hungarian opponent, and you won in the second round. Tell us about it.
Like you said, it was over in London, New York Hall. It was a great venue and great atmosphere, and fighting a Hungarian lad called Ben Cypus. And I got the TKO in the second round.
And how difficult was it?
To be honest, it wasn't too difficult. It was, you know, the lad is a bit of a journeyman, and he can only be two in front of you, as I say, and I just got in, done what I had to do.
That's your second time to defeat a Hungarian inside the distance. I presume maybe the opponent's not going to be particularly difficult initially.
It's my second fight. They were both Hungarians, and as you say, they were both inside the distance. But to be expected, really, you know, at the start of your career, it's like a bit of an apprenticeship, you know. They're not going to be world beaters by any means, but you know, everyone has to go through it. So I just got in there and did what I had to do.
Tell me, you know, Olympics in Rio are next year, 2016. Why did you change to the professional sport, you know, so close to the Olympics? Was there not a possibility that you could have made it to the Olympics?
Not really. It was the high performance setup down in Dublin with the amateur game. I hadn't fallen out with him, but I just wasn't seeing eye to eye. And Michael Conlon, who is my weight at the minute, had already qualified for the Olympics through the WSB, the World Series Boxing, so my opportunity of going was very, very small. So, and I'd already made up my mind about a year ago or 18 months that I was going pro. So I just stuck to that.
Okay, so tell me, how is the training going? Where is the training, and who are you with?
Oh, training's going brilliant. For a fight, I had a very tough training camp, you know, and that's I was quietly confident going into the fight, because I'd trained very hard for 6 or 7 weeks, and I've been doing strength and conditioning training down with Oisin O'Flaherty, and he's down in Buncrana, and During the week I'll be up at my boxing club in Belfast, Holy Family, with Jerry Story, and at the weekends I'd be down at the Anishowen ABC club down in Drumandera with Clive Upred. So, you know, I've been flat out for the last 6 or 7 weeks and had a good, very good camp.
And what management team are you with, and are you confident that they'll get you good fights?
Yeah, I'm with Steve Goodwin. They're a London-based promotion team as well, manager and promoter. And I'm very happy with them, because I just signed with them there at the end of September, and they got me out there at the weekend. So, you know, they acted fast enough to get me a fight, and that's what I want at this stage, is more and more fights. So it'll probably be early New Year before my next fight. But yeah, I'm very happy, and I'm confident with the right team.
Tyrone, you're a former European bronze medalist in the amateur game, so how far do you think you can go in the professional game?
Oh, it's hard to say. Hopefully, you know, I'd like to think I'd be able to get the European level, maybe even world, who knows, but you know, it's too early to tell yet. I know I have the ability to do it, but need a bit of luck on that and things to go your way. But, you know, if I put on the hard work and keep at it, then who knows, hopefully I can go all the way.
Well, you know, the professional scene in Ireland is going quite well. A number of men defending their world titles, Andy Lee and Carol Frampton for two. Of course, Jason Quigley, who we heard on earlier, going well in LA, and many others around the place. So, you know, you're joining a group that are ambitious.
Oh, definitely. As you say, you know, the names you mentioned, Jason Quigley, Kurt Frampton, Andy Lee, they're all doing brilliant for themselves. Even Ryan Burnett last night, he won the British title suited at Bantamweight, and, you know, that's just naming a few. There's loads of others coming through. The talent in Ireland is unbelievable. So hopefully I can add to the list as well and get a few titles under my name.
You know, you're a professional. Does that mean that you're full-time and not doing anything else?
Yeah, full time, 10 twice a day. So it would be just as I say, I'd be down in Belfast and down in Drummond there training, and you know, it's when you are professional, you sort of have to train twice a day.
And do you know who your next fighter will be against, and where it might be taking place?
I'm not too sure. Like I say, it's probably going to be early in the new year, but I think it's going to be in Belfast, hopefully. I'd like to get a home fight because I've fought away twice now, so it'd be nice to get one at home, because a good few people came over to my fight there. It'd be nice for them to have a bit of an easier travel.
And if I asked you to describe what type of a boxer you were, how would you explain that?
Well, in my amateur days, I was a counterpuncher, just a complete counterpuncher, but turning over to a professional game, I've had to change my style a lot and start working on slowing my pace down and coming forward a bit more and putting a bit more juice in my punches. But it's coming along and getting there, but still a bit to go yet.
So it's not starting from scratch, but certainly retraining your style.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's like you say, it's not a completely different sport, but it's not just a matter of turning over and just doing the same things you were doing as an amateur. There's a lot to learn, so there's a lot of new things to learn, and slowing down over trying to last throughout the longer rounds and that.
And you're well capable of doing that, and you're as enthusiastic about it as you were in the amateur game.
Sorry, what was that?
I'm just saying that you're as enthusiastic in this professional game as you were in the amateur game, and that you will put on the hard work that's required.
Oh, definitely. You know, I've got the hunger there, and as I said earlier, you know, I'm hoping they go far in it. So I know I have to put on the hard work and just keep at it, and hopefully it pays off.